103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Terry Reinhardt. We got to talk about some good things happening, community conversations on honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, of course, representing the city of Kansas City, Missouri, Parks and Recreation's Board of Commissioners. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing fantastic. Hope you're doing well as well.
I am doing well, too. Tell me about what's going on with the community conversation so far.
Sure. Well, as you probably recall, we had changed the name of the Paseo Boulevard to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There was a petition initiative, went out to a vote of the people, and it was decided that wasn't the best road, at least according to the vote of the people. At that point, the mayor asked us to take a look and work with some local stakeholders and try and identify something that we could all kind of coalesce around and would work for everyone. So we started off and said, okay, what are the things that we think need to be in place? If we're going to name a road, what are the things? And those included an east-west street was the preference, making sure that we crossed on both sides of Troost was a preference, that it was an area that had some positive economic activity and potential to drive more economic activity. I forget what the fourth thing was. So we identified a handful of streets that kind of met that criteria. We sat down with a Southern Christian Leadership Conference leadership and a couple other stakeholders and kind of went over those and said the positives. Of course, the park, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Square, sits on the east-west section of Swope Parkway there.
Yeah.
So it started making some sense that we could go from 55th Street, which is the eastern city limit on Blue Parkway, and then that road changes names three times, which is kind of confusing.
Yes.
So Blue Parkway, the east-west section of Swope Parkway, that's the other thing that's confusing, is Swope Parkway runs both directions.
Yes.
And then Volker Boulevard. And William Volker, as we know, was a local philanthropist that actually has a pretty clean record in terms of what he did for the community and what he didn't do in terms of any sort of discriminatory or systemic racism or any of those things. So wanting to honor him, but also thinking it was important to take this stretch all the way through, our proposal is that we would change Oak, the name of Oak Street, from 45th to 52nd, which takes it through the Volker campus at UMKC, to Volker Boulevard. Okay. And then we would still be honoring decisions of previous boards and then take the section from 55th on the east all the way to Brookside, Maine on the west and rename that Dr. King. It fronts the park, which we're very fortunate to be getting some big improvements in there. Of course, everyone's familiar with the $1 million playground, the 15th at Mahomes Foundation.
I was just thinking about that with Patrick Mahomes Foundation. Yes, I have been seeing that recently. Yes.
Yeah, it's the plans are coming together. The community's been very engaged, and it has actually served as a catalyst for some other projects. I don't think we're ready to announce yet. We have one of the local one of the larger companies locally gave us a letter of intent to build a shelter at no cost to the city. Another company has agreed to design the bridge. It's really important that we get a pedestrian bridge to connect both sides of the creek there.
Yes.
So pretty excited and think that this is a great opportunity to both honor Dr. King and to continue our desire to improve Brush Creek from the Paseo to Elmwood. That's the section of the creek that, of course, all the water flows toward the Blue River, and we need to do some improvements there. For instance, the amphitheater needs to be raised up so it can be usable. It sits too low in the floodplain in front of Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center. So the idea of this being kind of a cultural corridor and bringing some life to the area, certainly a destination playground helps with that, but we want everyone in the neighborhood to be able to access that, which is why this pedestrian bridge is so important.
Yeah, yeah. And now people have a way to actually voice therapy or at least be involved in what's going on with the MLK resident engagement session happening this evening. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is, we had a couple, gosh, I'm going to say early in the year and you know, COVID was a little more challenging in terms of what we call a hybrid session. We've gotten the technology down pretty good. Plus, this has been out there a long time. We'd like to bring it to closure sooner than later. But the community engagement piece is Absolutely core essential. I mean, what we do, and we understand we can't please everyone, but we also believe that we can bring everyone's values to a common place and answer questions and use this as an opportunity to unite versus an opportunity to cause opposition. So the engagement sessions are set up a little different than just I get up and give my minute of why I support or why I don't support. These are really, we break out into small groups and talk about what's important. Why are we honoring Dr. King? Why is it important that we honor Dr. King? And what are the values that we want to make sure are represented? So I'm pretty excited about the process. Excited. We had, I think in our last meeting, we had about 60-some people. So tonight, there is a hybrid session. The physical location is Northland Neighborhoods Incorporated at 5340 North Choteau Parkway in the Northland. And then on March 8th, which is 2 Mondays from now, same thing, we'll have a hybrid session at 4201 East 63rd Street at our Southeast Community Center here in Swope Park.
All right. If they want more information, how can they get it?
KCParks.org, and should be able to get anything KC Parks on there, and we would love even more input. We've had, probably at least 400 emails on this topic and suggestions since the mayor first gave us this responsibility. So it's coming along nicely, and hopefully it'll be an improvement for the community as well as a long overdue honoring of Dr. King in terms of a major thoroughfare.
Yes, yes. Well, Terry, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for giving us this info. Stay safe out there and look forward to see what's going to happen here in the near future.
All righty. Thank you, sir.